Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're plunging into something really interesting, a quality that acts like an internal intelligent navigation system. A true superpower, really, that helps us learn and adapt through, well, life's currents.
Yeah.
We're talking about fearless investigation, or sometimes it's called wise inquiry.
That's it.
Now, for those following the RFT to Freedom program, you'll know this is the fourth and final superpower in that first stage, the recognized part of the journey.
It was foundation.
Exactly. Remember, RAFT is RAFT, recognize, abandon, freedom, train. So today, we're really digging into the wisdom bit of recognize.
Right. And it's so important because this superpower connects directly to the whole mission of the RAFT program.
Which is?
Helping us navigate toward well-being and, you know, freedom from those harmful cravings and compulsions.
Okay.
Fearless investigation, it sort of integrates and guides the other three we've talked about.
Noble desire, courageous energy, heart's compass.
Exactly. Noble desire gives you that direction. Courageous energy, the power. Heart's compass, the focus and stability. But fearless investigation, that adds the wisdom.
Discernment.
On analysis. Yes. And crucially, our ability to really learn from experience. It's not about just believing something.
Right.
It's about direct experiential understanding. There's that great quote from Gautama, the Buddha.
Yeah.
He said, do not go by reports, by legends, by traditions, by scripture, by logical conjecture. Basically, don't just take someone else's word for it.
Okay.
But when you know for yourselves that these things are skillful, these things, when undertaken and observed, lead to welfare and happiness, then you should enter and remain in them.
Wow. So it's about finding out what actually works for you.
Precisely. What you discover to be true for yourself through your own careful looking.
That quote really does set the stage. But okay, how can simply investigating be such a big deal, a superpower, and why fearless? Sounds a bit dramatic, maybe.
Well, its power is fundamental, really. It's the faculty in us that's always asking why and how.
The curious part of us.
Yes, but it's not just idle curiosity. It's deeply practical. It looks into the nature of things, cause and effect in our lives. And here's the key part. It helps us tell the difference.
Between
what's skillful, you know, actions, thoughts that genuinely lead towards well-being, towards freedom, and what's unskillful. Those patterns that just, well, keep leading us back to suffering.
That discernment sounds absolutely critical, but also maybe really hard. How do we stop it just becoming like overthinking or beating ourselves up?
That is such a vital point. It's active, but it's also non-interfering.
What does that mean, non-interfering?
It means looking clearly without immediately trying to fix or change or judge what you see. It embodies this lovely mix of caring curiosity.
Caring curiosity. I like that.
Non-judgmental critical thinking and this real willingness to experiment and adapt. You try something, see if it helps, adjust based on the actual results, not just sticking rigidly to a plan that isn't working.
Okay, so it's flexible, but the fearless part.
Yes, the fearless part. It implies there's something we might want to shy away from looking at, right?
Definitely. Uncomfortable truths.
Exactly. It takes real courage to look honestly at reality, especially the uncomfortable stuff about ourselves, our patterns, looking without flinching, without denial.
Yeah.
It pushes us past our assumptions, our beliefs, to see how things really are, directly, experientially. This is like the engine of insight. It lets us deeply recognize the patterns of our pain, our difficulties, and, importantly, how our own minds work.
Okay, that makes sense. It's like turning the lights on in a room you've been stumbling around in. So if we think about that raft metaphor, how does it work as the navigation system, practically?
It's precisely that. On our raft journey, fearless investigation is your intelligent diagnostic system. It's your adaptive navigational computer.
So it's constantly checking things.
Constantly. Monitoring progress, analyzing how well your paddling is working, that's your courageous energy, right?
I bet.
Checking the compass, reading from your heart's compass, is it accurate? Assessing the state of the raft itself. Learning from hitting rocks or finding helpful currents.
So it works with the other superpowers.
Integrates them. And along with noble desire, your ultimate destination, it refines your course based on all this real-time data. It lets the whole system learn and adapt as you go, making sure you're steering skillfully towards that safe shore.
You know, what really excites me here is how this reframes things, especially when stuff goes wrong, you know? A setback isn't just a failure anymore.
Exactly. It turns everything, success and setbacks, into valuable data, information.
Okay, so this isn't just some abstract idea. It's a skill we can actually build. How do we start? How do we cultivate this?
It's surprisingly accessible, actually. It starts with cultivating genuine curiosity. Real, honest-to-goodness wanting to know.
So instead of judging ourselves when something difficult comes up,
you approach it with open inquiry. Especially challenges, those old habitual patterns. Ask, okay, what is this really? How does this feeling, this urge, actually work? What conditions seem to allow it to pop up or fade away?
Can you give an example?
Sure. Let's say you notice you're feeling really low. Instead of the usual, ugh, I'm always like this, or this is hopeless.
Yeah, that spiral.
Fearless investigation prompts you to ask, gently, okay, hang on. What was happening right before this feeling started? What thoughts are here right now? What sensations are in my body? It's like being a kind detective for your own experience.
That requires being present, though. You need to actually notice that stuff first.
Precisely. Mindfulness is the bedrock. Clear seeing needs careful observation. Sustained mindfulness gives fearless investigation the raw data it needs to actually probe and analyze effectively.
Right. You can't investigate what you don't see. So mindfulness gives us the data. What else? How do we actively work this muscle?
Regular reflection. It's really important. Setting aside some time, maybe just a few minutes, to consciously reflect on experiences from your journey.
Like journaling.
It could be journaling or just sitting quietly. But they're active inquiries, not just diary entries. Asking yourself things like, what actually happened during that really strong urge yesterday? Right. What helped me ride out that wave of difficult emotion? What patterns am I noticing in how I react when I'm stressed?
Okay.
And linked to that is wise questioning. Learning to ask questions that actually lead somewhere helpful towards understanding, toward insight, rather than questions that just spin you around in circles of rumination or self-criticism.
So not, why am I so useless?
Definitely not. More like, okay, what were the specific conditions, internal, external, that led up to that difficult moment? And knowing that, what could I maybe try differently next time those conditions appear?
Focus on causes, conditions, consequences. So the whole focus shifts, doesn't it? From trying to be perfect to just persistently learning. But how do you do that? How do you cultivate that learner mindset when maybe the first instinct after a slip is just to feel awful and blame yourself?
That shift is truly transformative. And the REFT program really encourages framing all experiences, especially the tough ones, the missteps, as just data. Valuable data.
Not failure, just data.
Exactly. So instead of this self-blame spiral, you're encouraged, gently encouraged, to ask with kind curiosity. Okay, what were the conditions leading up to this? What can I learn here that will help strengthen my prevention skills or my abandoning skills for next time?
So say someone's working to change a really ingrained habit and they have a difficult moment.
Instead of thinking, oh no, I've blown it, back to square one, fearless investigation allows them to pause. Maybe take a breath and ask, right, what were the triggers just now? What thought popped up just before that action? Was I tired, stressed? Was support missing? It turns that moment from a catastrophe into, like, a crucial research session.
That's powerful. And it links to experimentation, too.
Absolutely. Skillful experimentation. Being willing to try different strategies, maybe different mindfulness techniques like adjusting the sails or the rudder on your raft. Trying things out.
And then?
And then objectively observing the effects. Did that help? Did it make things worse? Did it make no difference? And then adapting your approach based on what proves genuinely helpful for you, not just blindly sticking to something because someone said it should work if it's clearly not working for you.
Okay, this really feels like the engine for real, sustainable change, not just white-knuckling it. So connecting this to the bigger picture, how does fearless investigation really impact that journey to freedom from these deep patterns?
It's the wisdom piece. It's what makes the journey truly transformative, not just managing things. Yeah. First off, it helps us get past simplistic explanations.
Like, I'm just weak or I'm just wired this way.
Exactly those. It helps us see the complex web of conditions, internal, external. Triggers, stress levels, maybe underlying unmet needs, specific thought loops, all the things that contribute to problematic patterns.
So you start to see the mechanics of it.
You do. And tools like journaling or tracking patterns become really useful here. They help you map out your own internal landscape instead of just feeling lost in it.
Okay, that makes sense. Understanding the causes. What else?
Discerning skillful means. Finding what actually works for us is so personal. Fearless investigation lets us objectively check out different strategies, maybe different types of meditation or therapy approaches, support groups, coping skills.
And see what sticks.
And adapt based on the results we actually get. Rather than, you know, rigidly sticking to something that just isn't helping. You become your own best, most insightful scientist, really. Experimenting, observing, learning, what truly shifts things for you.
And I imagine it must be huge for cutting through denial, or the stories we tell ourselves about why we have to engage in a certain pattern.
Oh, absolutely huge. Fearless investigation directly challenges that distorted thinking, the denial, the rationalizations that so often cloud our hearts during those storms of habit.
Wow.
By helping us see the true nature of things. Like seeing urges for what they are, temporary, impersonal waves of energy, not commands we have to obey. Seeing the actual consequences of unskillful actions versus the often fantasized rewards we imagine.
It's reality versus the fantasy.
Exactly. And when things don't go to plan, when a difficult moment happens, as we said, it transforms it. It's not a catastrophe. It's this incredibly potent learning opportunity.
Because you investigate without the harsh self-blame.
Yes. Investigating the triggers, the chain of events, kindly, clearly. That gives you crucial intel for strengthening your prevention, your abandoning skills next time. It shifts from self-punishment to just pragmatic learning.
That makes so much sense. Now, there was that deeper point the RFT program makes about insight into not-self. That sounds profound. Can you unpack that a bit? How does investigation lead there?
Yeah, this is where fearless investigation can really shake things up. Mm-hmm. Fundamentally, imagine starting to realize, deeply realize, that those intent urges, those difficult patterns you struggle with, they aren't actually you.
I feel like me, though.
They really do. But ultimately, as you investigate the nature of craving, of thoughts, feelings, even the body itself, this insight can arise. There's no fixed, solid self in charge driving these compulsions.
So what is driving them?
What you see instead are just impersonal processes. Mm-hmm. Conditioned responses arising and passing away like clouds in the sky, triggered by causes and conditions.
Okay.
And this insight that there's no fixed self being compelled, it's total game changer. It drastically loosens the grip of these patterns. It helps shift identification from I am this craving or I am this problem drinker or whatever.
Sure.
To something more like, craving is present, or this pattern of behavior is arising right now. It creates space. It helps us see these experiences are temporary, transient, not some inherent defining essence of who we are.
Wow. That's deep. So bringing this back to today, this whole idea isn't just like ancient wisdom floating around, is it? It connects with modern thinking, too.
Oh, definitely. Modern science and psychology echo this quite strongly. Neuroscience, for instance.
How so?
Well, fearless investigation maps really well onto the functions of the prefrontal cortex, our brain's hub for reasoning, analysis, problem solving, impulse control, cognitive flexibility, all that good stuff.
The thinking part of the brain.
Exactly. And those aha moments, those insights, scientists can actually see specific neural signatures linked to them. Plus, research shows mindfulness training literally enhances brain connectivity related to insight and self-awareness. It strengthens the pathways for this kind of inquiry.
So we can actually train our brains to be better investigators. What about psychology?
Psychology talks a lot about critical thinking skills, which are obviously core to investigation. They're models like reflective practice used everywhere to help people learn from experience.
Right.
Insight-oriented therapies are all about helping people understand the roots and patterns of their difficulties through, well, investigation. And maybe the most famous link is Carol Dweck's work on growth mindset.
Yes. Seeing challenges as learning opportunities.
Precisely. That's fearless investigation in action. Viewing difficulties not as proof of failure, but as chances to learn and adapt. And just curiosity itself is being increasingly recognized as super important for psychological well-being.
And philosophically, this isn't a new idea there either.
Not at all. Yeah. Think about epistemology. The whole branch of philosophy about how we know what we know, it's all about critical inquiry.
Like Socrates.
Exactly. The Socratic method is a classic example using systematic questioning to dig deeper, challenge assumptions. And the scientific method itself, what is it at its heart?
A process of investigation.
Systematic investigation, hypothesis testing, learning from results. And as we started with, Buddhist philosophy places wisdom developed through investigation, as the ultimate liberating factor. Remember the Kalama Sutta. Investigate for yourself. Don't rely on blind faith. Trust what you personally verify leads to well-being.
It all ties together.
It really does.
Yeah.
And this brings us to a really crucial point about the whole RAFT journey. Fearless investigation acts as that essential diagnostic tool, the navigational intelligence for your raft.
Letting you understand the journey, refine the course.
Exactly. It shines the light of wisdom, of discerning intelligence, onto your path to freedom. It integrates and guides all those other inner powers we've talked about. And with this cultivated ability to investigate fearlessly, You've now essentially completed the first stage of the journey.
The recognize stage.
Recognizing what it is to be human. Understanding that life involves difficulty, disappointment, that urges arise, that this is natural, universal, not some personal failing.
Okay. So grounded in ethics, self-compassion, awareness, skillful energy, and with these inner powers online, we've basically gathered an understanding of where we are.
You've surveyed the terrain. You've collected the materials, the resources, the skills, the attitudes for building and navigating your raft.
Which means?
You are now fully prepared to embark on stage two, the A in RAFT.
Abandoning.
Abandoning harmful cravings and compulsions.
Right. And before we wrap up this deep dive, we really want to share a fantastic resource.
Yes.
The RAFT to Freedom Workbook, which this whole program and our deep dives are based on. It's written by Dr. Catherine Jacob and Vince Cullen, and they've generously made the entire thing, all 67 chapters, freely available online.
It's an incredible resource.
It really is. You can find it at raft2freedom.org. That's raft, R-A-F-T, the number two, freedom.org.
raft2freedom.org.
So as you reflect on everything we've talked about today, maybe consider your own natural inclination towards investigation. When you're faced with a problem, a challenge in your life, what's your first instinct? Is it to react, avoid, or do you maybe naturally or with intention lean into investigating it?
It's a great question to ponder.
Yeah. And just to leave you with a final thought to mull over, quote, often attributed to Albert Einstein, the important thing is not to stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existing.
Mm. Yeah,
so we encourage you, continue your own fearless investigation.